Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Might as well go on and praise him. See, some of y'all going to get your stuff. What a glorious Saturday. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me this morning here on Praise 103.9 FM. We are having an awesome day today because today is our Be Healthy Expo. You have heard us talking about this for weeks now, a few weeks now, and we are super excited that the day is here. We're talking about getting yourself healthy this morning. And when I tell you the expo is really going to be fantastic, we have many, and I mean many tables to get lots of information, also lots of health screenings. We're going to be talking about all that is going on and today at the Be Healthy Expo. But the thing I want to hear from you, I'm going to start the conversation with you today. What area of your life, as far as your health is concerned, do you think needs the most improvement? Is it your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health? And be honest. And if you want to be, you know, anonymous, you can. That's fine. But you know, be really, really honest. What area of your health life do you think needs the most improvement? Do you think you need the most information about? Give me a call. Let's talk about that this morning. 215-263-1039. Again, 215-263-1039. What area of your life, your health life, needs the most improvement? Your physical, your mental, or your emotional health? And hey, throw in your spiritual health too. Do you feel like you need the most help in the spiritual aspect of your life? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. I, for one, am really excited about the Health Expo because we are covering today at Universal Auden Reed Charter School. That's where we're going to be from 11 to 3 this day, 3301 Tasker Avenue. That's the location of Auden Reed if you have not been down there. We are super packed with information on your physical, on your mental, and your emotional health. So some of the tables that will be set up, say, for example, if you are unaware of your glucose levels, if you are pre-diabetic or if you're diabetic, if you're unaware of your blood pressure, if you have not had your screenings yet this year, you were too busy or you just didn't have insurance or whatever your situation has been, this is a good time to get your screenings. Yeah, I'm saying this. Yeah, it's a good time to get your screenings. Also, we have a lot of workshops coming up today, especially the fitness workshops. Oh, my goodness. When I tell you the fitness workouts that we're going to have at the expo today, talk about a free workout. Don't have a gym membership. This is the day to get your workout in, honey. I'm telling you. Power yoga, athletic yoga. There's even going to be a boxing class. So, ladies, gentlemen, if you're looking for a high-powered workout, the boxing class is really going to be it. Zumba, which happens to be my favorite. I love Zumba. You definitely burn a whole lot of calories in that class. And my girl, Desi, the big girl workout, is going to be there today as well. So, hopefully you're going to find some time to come down and join us at the Be Healthy Expo. We'll be there today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. My question to you this morning is, what area of your life do you feel that you need the most improvement? What area of your health life? Is it your mental, your emotional, or your physical health? And even throw in your spiritual health. Where do you think you need the most improvement? What are you looking to improve upon? I can say that I am really, really working on my physical health. But let me tell you that my physical health is directly tied to my emotional, because I, one, am an emotional eater. Let's start there. When things are great, yes, let's celebrate with some great food. When things are not so great, yeah, let's commiserate with some great food. Or that I just don't eat enough. My schedule is such that I am working early in the morning until often late at night. And that's not great if you don't plan. One of my big failings, the reason why my physical health, I'm not in complete poor physical health, but I definitely can improve. I need to lose weight, number one, and I need to exercise. But one of the hardest things to do is to plan. And if you do not pre-plan, then you absolutely will fail. You will grab the quickest thing. You will grab the easiest thing to eat. And sometimes, depending on where you work, it could be a whole lot of tomfoolery, heavy packed with sugar, heavy packed with sodium. And you link that to maybe a desk job where you don't move around as much, you're not lifting things, you're not using most of your muscles, then that develops into a lot of problems and a lot of weight hanging around your heart, hanging around your midsection, just hanging around you and making you unhealthy. And the longer you do that, the more problems you'll end up with. And so this is an important day for me because I've always been a health nut. And then I fell off about like 10 years ago. So this is a butt kicking for your girl today. And I'm going to be really, really honest. The physical part and the emotional part are equal for me. I need to get moving. I need to be in one of the workshops today. I need to be in the fitness workshop today. That is what needs to happen. So that's where I'm at with it. I would love to know where you are. What are the areas of your life you need improvement in as far as your health? What are the things that you're like, yeah, you know what? I could stand to lose a couple of pounds. Or I'm not really sure what my blood pressure rate is. I probably need to learn a little bit more about that. Where are you with your health? I'd love to hear from you this morning. Give me a call. 215-263-1039. So I'm looking at a diagram today of the Be Healthy Expo, which, by the way, we hope you will attend this afternoon. We'll be at Auden Reed, Universal Auden Reed Charter School. In South Philadelphia, 3301 Tasker Avenue is the address. Now, I'm looking at a diagram. If you have any questions, say, about St. Jude, you hear our afternoon angel, Cece. She's on talking so much about St. Jude. They do wonderful, wonderful work. They have a table at the expo today. If you're looking for ways to maybe support them or how they operate and you'd like more information about St. Jude, they will have a table there. There will be a blood pressure screening table available. Also, sobriety through outpatient info. If you know anybody who is struggling with their sobriety, there will be a table available for you today. I think the table that is the closest to my heart this morning, this afternoon at the expo, is going to be the HYPE Positive Youth Positive Youth Development Program. That's my baby right there because it is a well-rounded, full program that supports young people on their journeys in life. So it supports young people through internships, through the 30-minute TV talk show, and also through workshops. And the workshops are built to help young people, one, figure out who they are. Before you can throw any other program at any person, at any young person, whether it's an HIV STD prevention program, whether it is a goal setting program, let's start off by figuring out, hey, who are you and do you even like yourself? One thing I discovered, funny enough, one thing I discovered early on in life is sometimes you might not be as in touch with yourself as you think you are. And you might not know that you don't like you until something happens and you start to question the decisions you make around a specific activity or a specific event. This first part of the workshop helps you figure these things out. Let's really get a sense of, do you know who you are right now? Do you have a sense of yourself right now? The second day of the workshop, and this is the HYPE Positive Youth Development Workshop I'm talking about. The second day of the workshop, they go deep into, all right, now you have a sense of who you are. What are you going to do? What is this life about for you? What are your goals, your passions? And then they dig deep into that, start helping you set goals, identifying where maybe what direction you should go in life. Once you've set those goals up, the third day of the workshop is comprised of now that you are fantastic and you know it, now that you have a purpose and you know it, here are the ways you can throw it all away. So the third day is really about a cautionary tale of how decisions you make in your life can throw you off your path. I know it's specifically for high school students, but it can be adapted to college and grown folks, college age students and grown folks, because who doesn't need a reminder of that every now and again, correct? We need to remember what our main purpose is, what we are working towards, so we can reevaluate some of the decisions that we make. And that's not a shaky.
Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the program today. We're talking about your health. You know, today is the day of our Be Healthy Expo. We're going to be at Universal Auden Reed Charter School from 11 to 3 today, 3301 Tasker Avenue. Now, I want to know, are you as healthy as you can be? What areas do you need the most improvement? Do you need improvement on your physical, your emotional, your mental, your spiritual, or even your social health? As one of our previous callers brought up, are you even socially healthy? Are you paranoid about too many things? Are your relationships lopsided? You have too many friends of one gender and not the other, or not enough friends at all, or what have you. Are you even socially healthy? And I'm glad she brought that up, because that's not one that I thought about, but you know, it affects a great many people. So give me a call. Let's talk about it this morning. 215-263-1039. Also, throw your children into the mix. Are you setting them up right? Are they drinking, as my producer Larry says, are they drinking soda like it's going out of style? Are you helping to facilitate that soda issue? Really? What's it looking like at the dinner table? Are you putting your children on the good, healthy path? Give us a call. Let's be honest. Have a good, honest conversation about your health and the health of your children this morning. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Sister Brooks calling in from Philadelphia. Sister Brooks, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I'm enjoying the program.
Yeah.
And I am trying to lose weight. And also, the medicine they give me, because I'm a cancer survivor.
Uh-huh.
And the medication that they... Hello?
Yes, we're right
here. The medication
here.
That they give me, I'm sure that it has steroids in it.
Okay.
Because I have gained a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never one to gain weight. And then also, I find myself just eating... just to be eating, and it's really crazy.
So let me ask you, Sister Brooks, do you find that you move a lot or exercise a lot throughout the day?
You know, to be honest with you, I exercise when it hits me, so you know what that means.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
And I need to walk.
Uh-huh.
I need to walk, and I just keep saying I'm going to do it. But I have to put that first foot forward.
Yes.
In order to, or either get help or something.
So let me ask you, during the course of the day, what do you normally do? Are you working during the day? Do you work at night?
Well, what I'm doing, no, I'm retired. I can't work anymore because of my disease.
Okay.
Mainly what I do is I read and I study the Bible, and I'm just walking around in my apartment, and I stretch, and I do sit-ups.
Okay. So what I would suggest, if you can, I don't know where you live, and don't tell me on the air, because everybody doesn't need to know all that.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. Wherever you live, I would say if you can get to a track, like if you live near a university or can get to a university that has a running track, walk on a track for a while.
Yeah.
Or just walk, you know, in a safe part of your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Walk for a good hour a day. That really does a lot. And if you feel, you know, energized and get stronger, also check with your doctor, because I don't know what else is going on with you. Speak to him or her about what
you're
able.
Can I ask you a question? How, I mean, because I was walking 6 blocks every day, And that really helped me. I even felt better.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten used to walking the six blocks. And that would be my first priority. Like, I get up at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm ready to walk 6 blocks, you know, after I get myself together. But here lately, I haven't done that.
Okay. So what's your question, ma'am?
I mean, what would you say for a person in my situation to get back with the 6 blocks? And then until I can do more and
yes,
more
absolutely.
With the walking?
Absolutely. You start where you can. If that's the last thing that you did and you were able
yes.
to do it without, you know, feeling like you're going to be sick or pass out or something,
yes.
I would start there. I might even start a little further back depending on how much you can handle. Maybe start with 3 blocks just to get up and get out. You know,
yeah.
get up, get out. It is a decision. Just say, I'm going to do this for me today. So take a few minutes, get out, walk 3 blocks.
Yeah.
Walk 3 blocks back. You know what I mean? So in essence, that's 6 blocks. If you walk 3 blocks somewhere, 3 blocks back, that's your 6 blocks. Okay.
Yes. Well,
and then each week.
I'm really enjoying your
awesome.
Program.
And
I want to listen to you. When you're on the air, and I wanted to let you know, I am Sister Brooks Davis from Philippians Baptist Church.
Awesome.
Under Dr. Furlow, and could you please hold us up in prayer?
Absolutely, not a problem.
And
I thank you so much for calling.
Yes, it's great speaking with you. I'm sitting here waiting, hoping that I could, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I'm lucky and I'm blessed.
Amen, amen. And thank you so much for calling. And
thank
I hope you,
you
get up.
I enjoyed the conversation. It made my morning.
Amen. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
All right. Thank you so very much. And you have a safe day.
You do the same.
All right. God
All right.
bless you.
God bless you, too. We are taking your calls about your health. What do you need to do more of? Are you as healthy as you could be? What more do you need to do? And what areas do you need to do it in? Is it your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, or even your social health? Do you need help in that department? We're talking about it this morning. Give me a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Mahogany calling in from New Jersey. Mahogany, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So what area do you need to improve as far as your health is concerned?
Social-wise.
Okay, tell me why.
Okay, this is the thing. I've lost a lot of my vision.
Okay.
I had a lot of friends before I had these surgeries on my eyes. Once I had these surgeries on my eyes, a lot of my friends, you know, walked away, which is fine, you know, now. But I need to have a social life. I don't know much people here.
Okay.
And I need to get out because, you know, I'm a fun person. I have a lot of personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get out and socialize. But then, you know, there is a lot of fear of going places that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I am connected with organizations like the Commission for the Blind,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, but they don't have much social events.
Okay.
You know,
do you have any assistance, say, with the internet? Are you connected through social media? And there are apps and applications for people who have vision issues, where they can still like hear what's going on the internet. Do you have those types of things in place?
Yes, I just started getting into social media and the internet, and I do have the tools that I need to be active in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things don't fit me.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I still have sight. I can see a movie. You
okay.
know, I can go out to dinner. You know,
okay.
I do presentations for people who are blind and visually impaired. I do the spoken word. I am working on my own business, but I just, you know, I'm not seeing nothing that I'm into on social media,
okay.
and I don't want to go too deep. You know,
I would say also, do you have a church home? Are there any groups or organizations? And I meant to say that to our earlier earlier caller. If your church has any organization, some churches do have, you know, going to the movies club, or, you know, they might have a ministry where you do get out and do social things like going to see plays and things of that nature. Do you belong to a church that has any social activities like that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they do, they have a lot of things, fellowships, women's fellowships, different things like that,
mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. But this is the thing, because of my condition with my eyes, which mm-hmm. is really crazy, a lot of people don't know how to approach me.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of people don't come to me, you know, just in church, and, you know, there are a few, but a lot of people, they're kind of standoffish, I guess, because they're worried about saying something that's going to offend me or, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm just mahogany.
Well, that's you know? Fine. And that's fine. And I totally get and understand that. Can you say that you have at least one friend that's like your ride or die with you all, you know, could be with you all the time, is supportive prior to your condition and post your condition? Do you have at least one person in your life that fits that category?
Not at this time. I did. I had a girlfriend. You know, we was really close. But mm-hmm. I had 4 surgeries on my eyes since 2012. And since I started this journey, you know, I guess, you know, maybe she thought that it would be a bit too much. That would be a burden. And she kind of stepped away.
Have you talked to her about it?
We didn't have that conversation, mm-hmm. but, you know, we just went our own separate ways.
Okay. Okay.
Know? But that is, you know, resolved, but it's, okay. you know.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you weren't making assumptions about what she is or was feeling without actually having a conversation with her, because the worst thing we can ever do is assume somebody feels something without actually talking to them about it. And then we end up making a whole bunch of decisions based on a thought that yeah. might not even be true. So instead of putting yourself through that, that's why I was suggesting that maybe have a conversation with her first mm-hmm. to find out really how does she feel. And maybe that friend is still there, but there was some misunderstanding, some things not said and actions made based on what was not said. So I was going to say, first start with that. If you guys have actually had that conversation and you mm-hmm. know where she stands and she's just like, no, I'm cool, then okay. Then, you know, fine, then move on. But if you haven't had that conversation, start there with that friend. Because, you know, really, really good friends, if they're really good friends, they will be there for you. They may give you space so that you can deal with your situation and they don't put pressure on you. But they may wait for you to say something to them.
Right.
You know yeah. what I'm saying? So I would check to make sure that your friend bank really is empty. You know what I mean? You might actually have, excuse me, you might have some friends in the cut that are just like, I just want to give her some space. She seems like she's going through some things and I don't want to pressure her. It might not even be that they can't deal with it. They may be thinking you can't deal with it. So they don't want to add to that.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
I would investigate that, you know. And sometimes when we go through things, we get in our head. We get in our feelings. We get secluded in our thoughts. We either forget to pray or forget to listen for the answer. And then we end up making decisions based on just what our feelings are saying instead of what really may actually be happening.
Right. You know, but I've been there,
yeah.
you know, and I examined everything that you're okay. talking about. I examined that.
Okay.
And this is the thing, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be about you, your emotions, you're trying to deal with what you're going through.
Yeah.
And it is a process,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing is this, you know, sometimes, you know, people could look at your condition and then they may become afraid.
Absolutely.
And they may, you know, absolutely. Be like, okay, you know what? I don't really want this burden, because then they're worried about, okay, you know, I mean, you know, she may need me to do this, or maybe, you know, may need yeah. me to do that. And that's not even the case.
All right. And I hate to cut you off, but Larry just gave me the wrap it up sign, because that means I'm out of time. Okay. So I'm going to end it with this. I would say, return to your church and see what else, you know, get more involved. Mm-hmm. Get more involved there. Try to make connections through your church and work that out. And, you know, give me a call in a couple of weeks or so and let me know how that's going.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the information, and thank you for your time.
Not a problem, sister, and you have a beautiful day.
You as well.
All right, take care. Well, that's the end of the show today. Hopefully you gained something from it. If not, I hope you gained something from the Be Healthy Expo. It is going on today at Universal Auden Reed Charter School at 3301 Tasker Avenue. We will be there from 11 to 3. Your girl, all your girls, all you guys, Lonnie Hunter's going to be there. Your girl, Desi, with the Big Girl Workout is going to be there. So I'm going to be there. Hey, we hope to see you there. All right. And have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.